Nigga said it feels weird. Shit, I ain't gonna lie. This is my regime.
It feels weird not being able to reach out and touch you guys. Listen, man.
Hey, yo, what do you mean by that?
We just did a live in-person podcast last week for the first time, and I missed them already, you know?
Crazy. Missed them enough that you trying to touch them again?
I'm gonna have to fly out.
It was a lot of touching on that trip.
Yo, pause.
Wait. No, it wasn't.
Sage, I held you in my arms, bro. We got real intimate.
Yeah, no, that didn't. No, that didn't happen.
Grabbing you by the feet, Sage.
I'm about to say, I didn't hold you, Sage.
No, you did not hold me in the way that you're implying you held me.
What way am I implying? All I said was, man, I held you in my arms.
Man, we dapped each other up like this, and that's it. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing more. I don't know what it meant to you.
Right, Cruz.
I don't know what it meant to you. It ain't me. It was nothing more than that to me. This man's a whore.
You could be OSG
all you want. You're weird. You're weird right now. That's all it is.
What are these camera buttons? Listen, man. We're back virtually, spread out, safe. And I got my guys here with me. We got a special episode going on today. Very special guest in the building. TikTok megastar. I'm calling people megastars now. I saw a radio interview. Yeah, they gas up stuff to like the next level, next level, next level. So my new thing is to do that. Putting Charlie D'Amelio to shame.
You're doing Addison too much, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, taking over the TikTok game. His middle name is TikTok. The biggest beanie in the building.
That is true.
Not for
that. That is a big ass beanie. Bro.
Is that a beanie or it's a ski mask? Isn't it?
It's a ski mask, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why do y'all swear.
Why do people do that?
Bro, that's what's trending.
Y'all are not Pusheisty,
bro. It's trendy, bro.
Is that why it's so
it's
thick?
Trendy?
Yeah, is that why it's so thick?
Because it's rolled up 12 times.
Oh,
what you mean rolled up 12 times, bro? This is one, like one done.
Nigga, was another fold.
I see. We're not gonna talk about that.
Hey, I seen it, and then I went on your like Instagram, and I was like, damn, he has much more hair in the beanie than I thought. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. This shit is insane.
It's weird.
Go ahead.
I said it's weird though, because in almost all of my videos, I just be wearing like beanies, like different colors and stuff. So when people see like a video where I'm actually showing off my hair, they be confused because they think I'm like bald or like I've been bald my entire life.
If your head was bald and the beanie was that stuffed, pause.
Jimmy Neutron had ass. Like, dang.
Wow.
Facts.
Yeah, biggest TikToker in the game. Taking over the YouTube game next. Taking over. What are we going to next? Yahoo Messenger? WhatsApp? We're going to be the hottest creators on WhatsApp.
Bro, I'm going to Kick Messenger.
True. Kickback?
Listen, man. We got Chatio in the building. Big Chatio in the building.
Yay.
Yo, when did you get your veneers?
I don't have veneers, bro.
Damn,
oh, these are your natural teeth?
That was crazy.
These is that good genetics, bro.
Damn.
Good genetics, bro.
Damn.
Can you get cavities?
Have veneers. Is that not disrespectful?
Yeah, I'm about to say that is disrespectful.
This nigga has perfect teeth? No, that's not good. That nigga has perfect teeth. I ain't gonna
lie. You saying I got perfect teeth. Look at your teeth, bro.
All
right,
bro.
Yeah, see, you see exactly when I said that boy get lip lock, you go,
My thing is, I got hella cavities. So I thought you have veneers. Because you don't even look like you've ever had a cavity in your life.
Bro, I get cavities like crazy, bro. I'm a cavity hotspot. Like, you cannot give me a Jolly Rancher. This is Dunzo. I got like 19 of them.
You got a weak tooth?
Really?
That's tough. 19?
They look good, but they weak, bro. It's like a glass cannon.
He said a Jolly Rancher. I'm like, damn. You don't even chew them.
That's crazy.
Dang. Yo, I'm telling you,
bro. That don't matter. It don't matter if you chew them or not. The sugar is going to get there. I ain't going to lie.
Facts.
Listen, I got my guys in the building. B-Sos, how you doing today?
Doing well, doing fantastic.
Sage, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Mind everywhere, but I'm straight.
Okay. Damo, how you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great. Keeping it nifty on 50s. That 1-0 life. Shout out them Fins.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I couldn't be a loser today.
All I'm saying, chat, if your team isn't 1-0 after week one, you should donate $5 off the stream.
Just hey, no cap. Yeah. Loser punishment. If you're a loser, nice. $5. Simple.
Stop supporting losers. And I'm blurring up. This is crazy.
I'm about to bro got I'm about to get in the football.
You stop supporting us mid-game, Dom. I seen you on tweets.
The did whole you? Fit. Look at him.
Listen, man, if you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. But more importantly, make sure you hit that join button. A join button is going to get you access to the Discord if you get that middle tier. In the Discord, I'm not going to lie, I'm showing people how to get dark spots from underneath their underarms. Oh. I don't know if y'all have that. Dark spots underneath your underarms from like years of just putting on aluminum filled deodorant.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm showing people how to get rid of that later on tonight. So make sure that you're there if that's what you care about. Trust okay. me, you don't want to miss it.
I feel like that'll draw a large audience.
Yeah. If you clip anything from this stream, hashtag LKIAB. And last but certainly not least, this is a super chat. Brandon Graham says, raise your hand if your NFL team is 1-0.
Man, we will a lot stop. Of losers, bro.
A lot of losers.
Is this Greg Guap?
Greg Guapamole. Hey.
We will stop anything. Oh, here it is right here. There Lord Lightskin, $10. This is a super chat. You are absolutely right, buddy. We will stop anything we're doing. And by anything, I mean everything. If somebody is breathing while we're reading a super chat, I will go to their house personally, chat, and slap them.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn. You about that.
Everything. And read the super chat. I don't even want your mind processing what it says on the super chat. Thank you. Mm. Anyway, let's get into it. Chatio, I think what I find interesting is as we create, you know, we don't self-journal. I'm about to get deep. So then we gain a new audience. How is self-journal? Pause.
Not that. You said you're about to get deep. Deep in what?
Yeah. Oh,
that
I
was
see.
A
I
pause,
see.
Bro.
Crazy. Okay, I see.
This is 2022 right here, y'all. I didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm thinking self-journal was the pause. I don't know.
Pausing on self-journal. Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, yo. That's so
I
good.
Don't, yeah, I don't know.
2022, but listen, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we forget that we get new audience members and we never tell them who we are. So, Chatio, tell the people a little bit about yourself while we're here.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for putting me on the pod, man. It's a pleasure being here. It's a pleasure meeting and talking with all y'all. We're going to dive deep, pause, into all these deep, different conversations or whatnot. But a little bit about me. I've been creating content for a little bit over 2 years now. My name is Chatio, and I'm a comedy skit creator. At the end of the day, man, I just like making people laugh. That's my thing. That's what gets me out of bed. That's what lights the fuel to my fire. Just making people laugh. Because you know what they say, if you can make them laugh and giggle, then you can make it clap and jiggle.
Clap and jiggle.
Does that work? Does laughing get y'all like women for
we ain't never ha ha joined to some pussy. You're crazy. Yes.
Yeah, you crazy.
Yeah, oh my, you crazy.
And shut up, be so. Hey, you know what's funny? We're gonna get back to it. I've met one woman who didn't think I was funny, and I'm like a generally funny guy, I would like to think. When you meet that one person that doesn't think you're funny, it's a whole new experience. Like she thought I was the worst person on this earth. Like I would have a room laughing, and she was looking like,
son, I'm a little job. Fuck.
Yeah. Hey, on a side note, though, do you feel like women naturally want a guy that's funny? Because I've talked to a lot of girls and I'd be like, yo, what do you like want in a guy? And they'd be like, oh, he's got to be funny, like above all else. Like that's what they ask for.
I feel like a guy has to be entertaining. And I think funny is the easiest value. Yeah.
It depends on a woman. No cap. It depends. Some bitches like, be prudes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if you just want a boring rich nigga, I guess. But I don't think you're going to marry the bro.
Some people comedy brains aren't developed, so they don't even understand funny for real.
That's
so
true.
Some women, they be like, they want a guy that's funny, and then you get a me or Omar, and we really
some people
and you're not ready for that. You're not ready for that funny.
I'm not even gonna say really funny. I know somebody else who she's married to the guy, believe it or not, and she thinks he's hilarious. In my opinion, has never said anything. He's recited something I've said, and it still wasn't funny. Dang. So I don't like, bro. It's just
fucking up the delivery.
So he ain't got delivery. Fuck,
bro. It's just not funny at all. So I mean, hey man, it's personal preference, I guess. I just
get it how you live, I guess.
So you just overheard him. So they thought I was gay. Like you just heard him. Just
no. Look. So we've been at like functions because he's like I can't out who he is. He's dead ass. Like I said something. People didn't hear it. But like three of us on the end of the table heard it. He repeated the exact same thing to the majority of the table. Didn't go nowhere. But his wife, oh my God.
W-wife.
Nah.
You could have been faking it, though.
Do we got a soundboard?
Don't lie to me. You don't need to lie to me as a wife. Don't lie to me as a wife, bro. If I'm not funny, don't
lie. But then niggas be pussy and be like, you don't love me anymore. Right. You lied in the beginning, lied till you die. That's it.
You have a talk after dinner. Hey, babe, what?
Remember that joke? Like,
really, oh yeah,
really didn't make you laugh. Like,
have I not been making you laugh for like 20 years?
Do you still love me?
You laughed a little too hard on that last joke, and I know it wasn't one of my best jokes. Anyway,
what you hiding?
Chattio, tell us about your beginnings. What got you into this? Where'd you start? I have some questions from the Discord, your personal Discord, so I want to get into those as well. I know, right? I feel like
we've been lurking in the server.
Yeah. So how'd you start? Where'd you get your start at?
Yeah. So I mean, it all really started when I was in high school, right? And you know, like I've always been like the class clown type of boy, sitting in the back of the class, like cracking jokes, just making people laugh, just because I don't know, I have like a very like let loose, like I really don't care. And I'm just easy to talk to. So I would just be in class making people like laugh, cracking jokes, all that. And I often got a lot of people talking to me. They was like, yo, Chattio, like you'd be great on YouTube. Like you could be a vlogger. You could be a comedian. You could do all that. And at the time, you know, it's like 2019. You know, like this is like when being a YouTuber is a legitimate career. We've seen this with some of the other people. So, you know, I give it a shot. After high school was over, I didn't want to do no YouTube in high school. I wasn't like that. I didn't feel like doing none of that, right? So after I graduated high school, I go into college, new life, new area, new all that. I'm like, dang, I'm going to class, learning about business because I was a major in business. But I was like, man, like, let me do this. Let me see what this YouTube life is like. I tried YouTube, failed miserably. I thought y'all probably
what you mean?
I like smashed it with flying colors. No, I failed miserably, bro. I was doing like pranks and just stuff that like I didn't enjoy doing. It was like awkward. You know, I feel like everybody starts when they start social media, start making content, they're very camera shy. They're not good at talking on camera. They're not good at making good videos or whatnot. I was doing that. So I was getting like 10 views, bro. It was from my mom and my grandma who was watching the video 9 times. So it was bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it all started on YouTube, but that's when I started falling in love with the content creation process. And then boom, I started hearing TikTok this, TikTok that. This is when TikTok was slowly starting to become like mainstream right before like COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would take me a week to make just one YouTube video versus TikTok. It's short form. So in a week, I can make like 10, 100, 60, 30 videos, whatever the number was.
100 is crazy. 100 is crazy. 100 is crazy.
Yeah, definitely. But crazy. I could, fuck in a week, I could definitely pump out, pause, like a cool like 20 videos, all right?
Damn.
So I gave TikTok a shot, right? Downloaded it, understood the app, understood the meme culture, understood the trends. I posted it. Within 2 weeks, I went from 0 to 30,000 followers.
Yeah, TikTok.
And then my first month, I went from 0 to 50,000 followers. Mm. And then the next month, I went to 90,000 followers. The next month I hit 100K, and then the next month I hit 1,000,000. Like it was just uphill after.
Damn,
like,
the extra 900,000.
Facts, bro. Wait.
Damn.
Now the reason that I spiked up so much was literally because we all know it. March 2020, bro. This is right when COVID happened. everybody's quarantined. Everybody's consuming content at a rapid rate, never before seen. I was already sort of established on TikTok. I already knew how to make viral videos. But now everybody was trapped at home. Everybody was on TikTok downloading, trying to see what it was like. So that's when my videos really started taking over. I'm talking every video was hitting, touching mills. And I went from like, 300,000 to 700,000. And then from 700,000 to 1 million. I hit 1 mil from start to finish. I went from 0 to 1 mil in like 4.5 months.
Damn, we just got to 100K. Mm.
New TikTok manager. He's crazy. It's wild.
Okay.
Yeah, fire them niggas.
So fast forward, and I guess I can introduce this question here. This is a question from the Discord. I'm not going to say who it's from, but they want to know. Listen, and I can't deny that it's Ahmad or not. They want to know how you and your girlfriend met, because as we know, as we're about to find out, she's a content creator as well.
Yeah.
So tell us that story and how she.
All right, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Sweethearts? Fuck.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I was the guy best friend.
Oh,
no, no, stop. I don't want to see that.
No. Hey, wait, we're all the ones up here that are in relationships. We're guy best friends, right? All right. Bezo? Oh, I thought you. Never mind. Hey, it's us. I see you.
So like how it started was, me and my girl been together for over 6 years now. So I'm 21. So I got with her when I was 15 years old, like a wee little boy, man. Like,
Jesus.
My game, there was no game. You know, I was just making people laugh and giggle, and it eventually led to the cheek clapping and jiggle. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I met her when I was a freshman in high school. And at the time, she was in a relationship with some other dude. I'm not going to say it, but, you know, she was in a relationship. And I'm like, dang, she like gorgeous. Like, she's beautiful. Like, I'm trying to get that. Like, if there's anything that I want, it's that. But she was taken at the time. So I was being cool. I was being respectful. I'm planting like seeds in her mind. I'm positioning in myself in a way to be like her best friend. Pause. I see you making the faces, bro. Pause. Yeah. I'm positioning myself. To be like the guy best friend.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. This nigga sat there and thought about it. This man.
Oh, I'm dead in my room, crisscross applesauce, bro. Like right after school.
Did she know this? Did she know this?
Oh yeah.
Like, you told her you was plotting.
You told her this?
You told her you were plotting.
Oh, this nigga's like, Dirty Mac Supreme.
Yeah, this nigga, wow. I like this nigga. He go out
there, bro. Honesty is the best policy, bro. Communication is key. I got to let her know. She obviously happy to be with me, so I'm going to let her know how I did just that.
Crazy.
Am I wrong for that? Like, am I wrong for that?
Okay. So you sat her down. You sat her down and was like, hey, yo, you remember Jeremy? Yeah, so like, when I told you Jeremy had Christine over, I lied. I just want you to know how I lied. Hey,
any nigga ever complained about that shit?
Might as well tell you this policy.
Honestly, the best policy. But look, so basically what happened was that, you know, I was just the guy best friend for a cool like 2-3 months, planting seeds in her mind like, oh, yo, this guy's not good for you, bro. Like, dang, he leaving you on deliver for 5 minutes? Me personally, I would never do that. Max, I'm going 2.5.
That's wild.
I'm planting seeds, and then eventually, like, the relationship subsided. They broke up. Cool. But hey, not disrespectfully though. Like, respectfully, she just got out of a relationship. I'm gonna like take my time. You know, she like healing and whatnot. So you know, I waited like a cool month before I like actually did that effective sliding in the DMs method, and then after that is history.
I want you to know. I want you, one great story. Your W mans. I love the just evilness that's brewing
yes.
in your head.
Yes,
but I do
look
want
at
you
his
to
fucking
know,
face. He don't
I
look like
know,
he's
if
evil.
If you're gonna be toxic, you have to be like super toxic. One, just because you ain't say cuz name doesn't mean he doesn't know you was talking about him just now. There's only one girl he's been with that does content and bleff her for the other nigga that does content in y'all city. You are still exposed. Like, he knows who you were talking about. He was like, oh yeah, this one nigga.
It was Chatio?
Nah, see, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. We got together at the beginning of high school. So, you know, we all know what high school is, bro. Drama, you know, rumors spread like wildfire, right? Everybody knew without me having to come forward that I like this girl. You know, I'm a guy. I'm with the boys. I'm with the homies. Pause. You know, I'm like playing basketball. But like when I'm in high school, like, I'm always, like, around her trying to make her laugh, you know, being a guy best friend. So, like, people could put together the pieces and be like, okay, like, he probably, like, likes her. You know what I'm saying? She was in a relationship, so rumors are spreading, like, oh, like, you know, girl, you know, Chad likes you, bro. And then, like, you know, the boy kind of, like, getting a piece of that. He texted me. I'm like, nah, like, I'm good, bro. I'm good off that. Like, nah.
What happened to
Angelina? You think
like,
she broke up with
Wait a minute.
So he's already pressed you about her?
Huh?
And you still didn't say his name. This is crazy.
He texted you back in high school? He texted you back in high school?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did text me.
This guy.
That's
he did text me, bro.
He already knows.
You're awful.
I've done definitely, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Like, that's why, like, honesty is the best policy, bro. That's why I could openly, like, say this story. Like, I was dead, like, sitting, like, on a throne, just like thinking, okay, how can I like disrupt this relationship? Whoa,
a throne? This dude is a villain.
Hey. Oh yeah, bro, I'm telling you, like, when you
aren't showing off,
do everything you can to get that, and you got to play 30 sometimes.
So you telling me when he texted you, you was like, ah, nah, Jeremy. Me and Christine couldn't be.
Bro, that's your girl, big bro. Why would I? Bro, you know me, Jeremy.
Like
we got chemistry one together.
Sis,
you just talked about it.
No. I'm not gonna tell y'all like I was acting fake like that, but like he would be like, yo, you got a thing for my girl? And at that time, like, I don't really even know if I had a thing for her. Like, yeah, like she was cute. She was bad, oh, but like, did I even know?
This nigga was lying so much.
Let me tell you right now.
Lied to himself.
So when you say me personally, I would respond in 2.5 seconds. That ain't, come on, bro.
Come on. First of all, I need you to understand one thing. What year did you graduate high school?
2019.
There's no way niggas your age is messaging each other. Yo, you got a thing for my girl, bro? Like, what is this, Grease? No, it's not. There's no way he said that. Two, you're terrible. You should have just been, honesty is the best policy. You should have been like, hey, man, do better. Like, I don't know.
Yo,
I'm so hood. I don't know.
Love your girl.
Nah, I can't. Ooh.
Same fly.
All right, I mean, looking back from the outside, and yeah, I could have played it a little bit differently, but you know, I gotta like keep my cool. Like I said, I'm a cool guy. I ain't got beef with nobody in high school. I'm just a guy that makes people laugh, right? So I'm not trying to stir up no drama.
I get it.
Obviously,
you're
trying to steal his girl.
What do you mean?
I like this.
He's gonna make everybody happy. That's all you want.
At the end of the day, I did absolutely nothing to like break him up. It was all
I'm saying,
his doing,
bro. You ain't do nothing,
it was
bro.
All his
you said you
bro,
was playing
for all you did.
No, don't let this. Listen. Don't let them back you into this corner. You did exactly what you were supposed
don't
to do, brother.
Don't listen to this guy. Right. Don't listen to the guy
not,
over there.
Omar's not wrong. All he did
hey,
was relay
this nigga
fact. All he did, that nigga missed the text back. That nigga don't show her off. That nigga ain't buy lunch. All he did was remind her of those.
Look
things.
At Chad.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Let me ask you a question.
She was like, damn, I just feel unappreciated. No. He don't really be doing this.
Y'all
like,
are horrible.
Yeah, damn. He really don't be doing that. That is wild, ain't
no,
it? I would, though.
Exactly. Like, it's not me trying to break him up. It's like me telling her.
Like, me and my girl. Like, me and my girl, we dumped her, like, a month ago. But, like, a month ago when I was in a relationship, oh, I did that shit all the time. But I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Don't listen to these jigaboos, man. Do not listen to them. Listen to me, bro. If she came to you talking about some, Chad, is this weird? And then sent you a screenshot and your answer is, hey, listen, Vanessa. I'm just saying, as a guy, Vanessa... That's a bad sign right there. Nigga, you're breaking them up.
No. But look, I'm the guy best friend. So, like, girls want those answers, right? Like, that's just being truthful.
Oh, this is a crazy.
Wait, come on. Chat. Is that your homie? Like, is that your homie? Is it your best friend?
Nah.
It's a nigga you don't know?
Yeah, it's a nigga that I did not know. Like, he was just like some, you know, like, in another class. Like, I never talked to him. We went to different schools. Like, he had his classes, I had mine. Look at y'all now. Fuck that nigga. You slick thought it was my homie? Yeah, no, I would never do that to my homie, bro.
I don't know that. I just met you. I don't know what you get into. All I know is you dirty, man. I don't know. All I know is you be sitting around. He left you on scene twice? Nah, I could never, sis. I paused my game for you. That's
I ain't
crazy.
Think he seen you for real.
That's game, bro. That's a game. That's a game, bro.
Dumb, I'm playing parts. And I'm pausing the game for you. fuck?
Hey, okay. I would say call me before I just don't.
Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a true story, bro. A true story, right? So the reason I even told y'all, like, dang, he left y'all on deliver for like 5 minutes. Like, me personally, I would never. That's because that really happened. At the time, it's like, what, 2015? Black Ops 3 had just came out. This man, like, playing multiplayer zombies with his boys and party. I'm in the party with them.
Oh, this is you just said you didn't know him. You just said you didn't know him.
Bro, it's not like like I did not know him. I know of him.
So you were just playing COD with him?
Nothing to talk to him outside of school.
You were just playing COD with him 4 years ago? What the fuck?
He like, bro, that doesn't mean like we like homies or something. It's just like, yo, like I need somebody to play with. You know what I mean?
I
need a fourth man.
You lost the 1v1, but you said you're not gonna lose the race. I get it.
Lost the battle.
Bro said video games won the war. No, video games is not it.
That nigga lost like zombies. He was like, bro, you talk about this game shit for real. Let's talk about your bitch for right now. Let's talk about
I'm texting Vanessa.
Hey, you got round 24. Congratulations, Jeremy. Now you're single, nigga.
Hey, Damo, bro, hit that 360 no scope. Yeah, all right, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. In the fourth quarter, he tell him like, "Yo, Jeremy, make sure you text Vanessa back." That's crazy. Okay, so
not even that. Yo, Jeremy, have you texted Vanessa? No, but why is he not?
Why are you talking?
Yo,
when he really mad, when he having one of those days, yo, why is he talking to me right now? He just texted me. I seen his screenshot. He just texted me. He was like, get on the game.
No, I see one better stage. What do you want better stage? They playing rec. He's like, no. Y'all go ahead and get one more game in. I'm going to just go ahead and Yo, he still hasn't sent you back?
That's the common one.
Y'all getting it, bro. Don't hate the player. Hate the game, bro.
You're nasty.
So the game winner. Oh, shit. We're going to OT.
Chat. I don't want to raise no little demons, but this is some shit I used to do. This is for the simps, and this is for the assholes. Bro. If you in a party of six, all you on 2K, take my spot real quick. Plotting. Instantly plotting. I got like 40 minutes of work. I'm clocked in. Simple.
So at some point you do get with her. Who starts creating content first? You or her?
I started creating content first. She's a D1 athlete, so she be playing softball. So that really took up a lot of her time. Meanwhile, I was in college, you know, just doing my work. You know, after I would be done doing my homework and whatnot, boom, TikTok time, content creation time. So I was the first one who started creating content. And then she slowly, like, came into my world because a lot of my audience wanted to see more of her because she's a big part of my life. She's my significant other. So, you know, she started slowly being introduced into some of my vids, and then she also fell in love with it, too. So now she's got her own thing going on.
What position is he playing softball?
She plays outfield.
When did Jeremy what? Like, did you show Jeremy the house that you bought her?
I mean, I posted it on my Instagram and bro follows me, so
yeah, Jeremy saw. Okay. Yeah, Jeremy saw. That's all I wanted to know. Jeremy saw.
Post this on your IG too, bro. Is Jeremy. Bro, I've been with this girl for over six years now. So it's like he doesn't care, but we was 15, bro. This is
you
like,
think that? You no think option, that?
They always care. Some people never
But I do
out of
know
school.
Bro's been
care.
In other like relationships. So it's
and
like
they've all ended.
Still thinking.
They've all ended. I wonder why. He's never got over that hurt that Christine put on him.
It wasn't like that.
Leaving him for his Xbox friend. You're probably his favorites list. That's crazy.
It is what it is. You're here today, happy. Jeremy is at Taco Bell and
liking your pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like liking your pictures. Congratulations, big bro. Y'all gonna make a beautiful family.
Big bro is crazy.
Big bro is crazy, bro. Big bro is crazy.
Your shit pops. Okay.
So you didn't finish college, I'm assuming, right? You
I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, that's a weird question. So
that's a no.
Nigga, say you dropped out, bro. Say it loud and proud, bro. Fuck school.
See, the thing is, like, let's be real, bro. Like, my parents, they wasn't really rocking with it. But then I had to show them the pay stubs. And then they was like, oh, like, that's like being a YouTuber, being a content creator is actually a real thing. But check me out. I only have one semester left before graduating. So it's like, I could drop out. But at the same time, like, Should I just wrap it up and do the semester and then just be done with it, get the degree, and then never use it? Like,
Let me. These are good questions. So let me ask you: when did you know that you could make a career off of, like, the, or and not? Let me not even say career. When did you know, like, dang, I could? I'm seriously making money. I'm kind of shaky about school. What was that moment for you?
That moment was probably. Probably October of 2020. Why are you looking like bro, that specific?
Yeah, why you know so specifically? That's what I've been asking.
Because that was the first time I got like my first like real brand deal with like a real brand that I actually like you like watch. It was with a TV show.
Oh, okay. Do you care to disclose some? Not the money part, but just.
So the brand deal I think was with Adult Swim. And at the time, like, I had never once, like, at all thought Adult Swim would want to work with me. So they obviously sent out the email. They wanted to work with me. I had just signed with the talent agency as well. So now I got, like, my agents working on this deal, negotiating on my behalf, pumping up those numbers, getting them nice contracts. And once I got that contract signed off on it, I was like, dang, like, I just made all of that money and all I got to do is just post one video? One sponsored post? Wow. And then that's when things really took a turn because I was like, dang, like it is possible. It is a real thing. And that happened October 2020.
They paid him $100,000 to make one TikTok, chat. I want y'all to know that right now.
Ah, bro. Nah, you capping. You capping.
Was this when that trend was going on?
Yeah, that little sound.
Yeah. Or was this before?
What trend? What
adult style, there was like a trend where people were recreating like Adult Swim like intros.
No. That was way like after. This deal happened back when like Among Us had started trending.
Shout out Among Us.
Among Us started trending September to October, November of 2020. So that's when like I got that first brand deal.
Yo, you made an kicking his feet right now.
You made an Among Us video. You made an Among Us video for $100,000.
No, the video with Adult Swim wasn't Among Us related, and it wasn't for 100K. I don't know why you putting that number in.
Oh, I'm just
gotta put a number on it.
Okay, 75K is still
good money. Good money. Let's just say that, right? But it had nothing to do with Among Us. But that's why it's such a like a vivid memory because that's at the time when that's my most viral video. Was from that time as well. Mm-hmm. So not only am I pumping out viral videos, I got my most viral, my most viewed video during that time as well, as well as signing off on that big, contract with Adult Swim. So that's when it all kind of like, dang, I could do this.
One, I feel like you're way too deep into the school shit to just say quit. Like I thought you was like relatively like early on it, like freshman, sophomore year type shit. I'm like, but you one semester left. Yeah, nigga, finish it, get the degree, get the credentials, and then never use it if you don't need it. It's better to need some shit and not have it than have some shit and not need it than need some shit and not have it. Yeah.
How many classes is like once like two classes, three classes?
I got four classes left.
Boy, you mean on grind?
Yeah, just knock it out, bro.
I did that shit. That's exactly what happened with me, bro. I was like, fuck it. Just do these three classes and get out.
Okay. Chatty-O's a millionaire, though, guys.
My bad.
Look at his lights.
Look at his lights.
Oh, yeah. You was like, I'll show my
Look at your camera quality, bro. Come on now. If anyone's
you have a better mic than me.
You were doing an eyeball or something?
This motherfucker sounds like he's in my ear, bro.
He doesn't even use that camera.
Bro's recording on an eyeball.
Okay, so you presented to your parents. They were like, nah. Then you showed them the money. It was like,
That's how it always is. I ain't gonna lie.
That is, bro, facts.
You make more than me.
For the most part, bro, parents, they not involved in this social media world. They don't really know how it, like, works. They don't even know that you can make a career from it. Yeah, they've heard of it, but they don't know, like, it's an actual thing. They just think it's, like, a hobby. But then when you start showing them contracts, you start showing them you signing with talent agencies, your agent starts wanting to introduce themselves to your family. Then it's like, whoa, they're in the entertainment space, which is social media. It's the same thing as being like an actor, a comedian, an athlete, you know, it's all entertainment.
Do you think for you specifically, TikTok is the end game for you? Is you going to ride this out till it's over or you got bigger plans?
I mean, TikTok's always going to be my bread and butter because that's where I come from. And I'm a master of making short form entertaining videos, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm not a TikToker. I'm a content creator, which means that I need to be everywhere, which means I need to be on YouTube. I need to be on Instagram. I need to be on Facebook. I need to be on Twitter. I need to be on Snapchat. And TikTok is also in all that. So TikTok's definitely not my end game. Yeah, it's my highest platform. But like I said, I've been doing this for a little over 2 years. So I still got a lot more fire left within me to just blow up on everything, become a mainstream name.
Yeah, because Omar sent me this documentary like a month ago, that Vice one. And essentially it was like a mini documentary on like TikTokers in LA. And I kid you not, a bunch of them are just set on like riding this TikTok train till it is over. Just brand deals. I'm gonna be a megastar. I'm gonna be the next Charli D'Amelio. And unfortunately, a majority of y'all just, you guys aren't gonna get to that level, to be honest with you. So I'm very scared for those creators that deadass think like they are unstoppable and they're just gonna flame out. So it's very smart that you're thinking like, let me dominate a bunch of other platforms. Like TikTok is just not the
end. That shit about to get you a crazier bag.
I don't know if you seen it, but it's about content houses. And I know you're a little familiar. Look at your face. I know you're a little familiar with content houses. If you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to, because apparently it's crazy right now. But if you want to dive deep into it, we can dive deep into Collab Crib. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, so when it comes to Collab Crib, Omar, like...
Nah. Go ahead.
It's like, it's weird because at the end of the day, yeah, like I wanted to be a part of it and I became the newest member, but then it kind of like all fell flat on its face and now it's just like gone. So I really didn't get a chance to experience that content house and what it was like to be in that. Like I literally was there for probably like, what, 3 weeks, and then it just, I don't know what happened. The chemistry just wasn't chemistrying, and then shit fell flat.
Was it a group of people that were like friends initially that became a content house, or was it just like a manager just, yo, 500K, 700K, 800K, let's just put y'all in the house and make it work?
So I think it was probably on that second route where it was like a manager, and then that manager would kind of like look for talent that kind of had a good chemistry with each other to kind of get like a good roster of people who could live together. And it had boys and girls and all of that. So he had a roster. People had 300K, people had 1 million, people had 800, people had 2 million. You know, it was just people who had good chemistry. But, you know, all good things come to an end. And I just came on the later end of the train. And when I came, literally, it was at like rock bottom, it seemed like. And then it just fell flat on its face. So I'm not a part of it anymore. And I don't even consider myself being a part of it because literally, like, I was there for 3 weeks. That's literally like a trial.
What do you have to say to the people that, because I know some people did it, and that's what that was the crazy thing about the documentary, is that people essentially were like leaving high school and ditching whatever they had in an attempt to make this work. And really, they didn't even have what we would consider platforms. They might have had like 200, 250, 300K on TikTok. And they were like, oh, shit, yeah, let me leave high school and come across the country and try to make this thing work. What would you say to people that are thinking about that?
All right. So at the end of the day, please don't drop out of school. Don't drop out of high school. Don't do none of that. Yeah, taking the leap of faith is important. And I feel like that's where, like, you can really shine, because now you've taken that leap of faith and you're laser focused and putting your all into it. But you have not solidified yourself into making money from it to the point where you can support yourself. If you're taking that leap of faith, there's going to be somebody who's hating on you, and more times than not, it's probably going to be your family. Your family's going to try to trap you in that little, oh, you need to go to school, you need to get a job, you need to work a 9-to-5, and you know that's just not for everyone. So for the people that are thinking of dropping out of school, you know, taking that leap of faith, try to literally see what your minimum monthly expenses are, right? If you can't double that from doing TikTok, you gotta stay, bro, until you can do that.
Consistently. Because I ain't gonna lie, a 1 year sample size is not big enough for this.
I was gonna say triple.
I've seen a bunch of one and dones, you know what I'm saying? Just flamed out. But if you can prove that you can do this for 2-3 years, all right, at that point, hey, you prove me,
You're a staple on the platform. You can do this for a long period of time. So
you ain't gonna get that support for a long time either, man. It took a whole fucking
plat. Also, another thing I want to talk about is it's not always about, oh, he only got 100,000 followers. He's still a small fry. 100,000 followers is still a lot of people. I just recently had to change my whole mindset on that, because when you get high numbers and you got millions of followers, your attachment from what is good is completely different from someone else who might not be as big as you. For example, if I post a video and it gets 300,000 views, before that would be seen as a failure. Oh, that video did not perform well. Oh, that video is performing below average. But I want all you guys to truly try to conceptualize 300,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder. That I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So what I had to actually do, I remember literally it was this year, bro. I was watching the Super Bowl, right? And I'm thinking this was the first Super Bowl since COVID had kind of subsided, whatever. They opened up the stadium, they let people go to the Super Bowl. I had seen, I asked myself a question. I was like, dang, how much people are sitting in that stadium right now? So I searched it up. They said 90,000 or 88,700, but let's just say 90,000, right? Mm. Super Bowl stadium is packed. I cannot believe, I'm not there, but I'm seeing it on TV. It is packed. People are standing shoulder to shoulder, and that's just 90,000 people. Wait, I just posted this video and 2 days ago it got 300,000 views. So you're telling me I literally tripled this Super Bowl stadium? My video is equivalent to 3 Super Bowls sold out. And once I started thinking like that, my entire perspective on followers and views changed. It's not about your followers. It's also about how much they mess with you, bro. If you got 100,000 followers and all 100,000 of them are loyal, you could do a lot with that, bro. Yep. You could sell a $10 hoodie. Now you're making $10 million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
that's a good point, because specifically on TikTok, a lot of creators have talked about they're having trouble building communities and building connections with their followers because it's short form. You just scroll. You don't really build a connection with your followers. Do you personally think that you have a connection with your following, and how much has your Discord specifically helped? Because I know you have a pretty big
Discord. Definitely have a great relationship with my supporters and my audience. That was one of the biggest – that's literally one of my biggest values. I don't do this for the money. Yeah, the money is just a symptom of my hard work. But at the end of the day, I do this for the impact and the influence. I want to let people know and show people it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how you talk, how you walk, what you look like, where you're from. You can do it as long as you just be consistent and just, put the work in. You know what I'm saying? So when I was starting out TikTok, yeah, I went from 0 to 30,000 followers in 2 weeks. But guess what? I'm replying to every single comment on every single video, bro. I'm posting 3 to 5 times a day. Every single video is getting at least 100 comments, bro. Replying to every single comment. I'm going on my Instagram. I'm checking over DMs. I'm replying to every single DM. Mm-hmm. And I kept doing that for, 7 to 8 months straight. Every single day, post 3 to 5 times a day, 100 comments, reply to every single. And after doing that for so long, I built up this audience that even I didn't know how big it was, but I knew they was there and they was going to back me with anything.
Mm-hmm. I guess has that, and I'm not trying to be negative here, has that ever felt like a little loss in some way? Because a lot of creators, even some on the stage right now, at some point, fucking comments just become too typical, too spammy, the ratio, the young boy shit. Has it ever become where it's like, damn, I do not check my comments anymore? Because that's a lot of people,
I always check my comments. I feel like that's one thing that separates me from the rest. I always check my comments.
Still?
Okay.
You should never.
How many comments do you get?
You should never. Honestly,
what was that? How much comments do I get?
Yeah, now.
Depends, but I'd probably say maybe around 300 to 500 per post. I'm not saying I'm reading every single one, but I'm, scrolling through, reading, getting a vibe for how people interpreted the video, mm-hmm. Constructive criticism, so how I can get better. Compliments, I'm just replying to them. I'm replying to as much as I can. Obviously, it's to the point where it's a lot now, and I can't just do it, or else I'll literally be on the phone all day, and that's just that's not good for mental or productivity. But I reply to as much as I can, and I do that just for that purpose, just to show them that I'm just an arm's length reach away.
No, that's well, I understand. And I think that there are a lot of people, since we're here, we're gonna dissect it. Specifically those on TikTok don't understand how to build a community. I think there's two things that I really like about you. One, you understand how to build a community, and two, you genuinely enjoy content creation. I'm not gonna call out no names specifically, but I think we all know people who are in content creation specifically for the money or the look or whatever the case may be. And I think it affects the overall product. That's why they try to scale too fast. Like I've heard people try to get partnered with Twitch with 100 subscribers or 100, yeah, you know, Twitch subs or whatever the case
may be.
They
don't even know what being partnered with Twitch
is. Yeah. That's
they
why
just, they just want the check mark. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's they're doing it for check marks. They're doing it for, you know, invites to conferences or some stuff like that. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me. But I can tell that Chatio actually has like true intentions when it comes to content creation. I want to play this video. I'm not getting on him. Let me preface that by saying this. Actually, let's read some super chats first. Let's read some super chats.
Yo, no, you can't say that in this.
We've been ignoring the fans because
the next
conversation is about TikTok and them dollars. But yeah, okay. let's get into this.
Keith Lee again?
Yeah. I was like 99% sure where this is going. I was like, there's no way we don't. Like, no way.
Wait, he replied? Did he respond?
No. I want to hear from a TikToker.
Oh,
a
TikToker.
Iron Dub sends $5. Appreciate you, Iron Dub. Your boy Phil says, my Patriots lost to your Fins, Damo. Here's $5. Prize picks going crazy for NFL season. I don't know about that.
Damn, bro. Like, my offense sucks, but y'all shit might be worse. God.
Don't know about prize picks going crazy, buddy. We'll see. Ookie Schmookie Wamo with that snow cone fit.
Yep, and I'll be back.
It's crazy. Expectation says, hey, yo, who is this guy? He's amazing. W Mind Games.
They're talking about when you were dirty macking your Xbox friend's girlfriend.
Actually, no, this is good.
Alexander says, I'm going to steal your girl, but I want you to still laugh at my jokes. Okay. Alyssa Burns says, all man's deal was spit facts. Reality Creator says other dudes should have his game tighter. Okay. Bruce Suckemoff says F. Keith Lee.
Suckemoff is crazy.
And the great advice giver says he just like me and the fiance for real. That's crazy. What are you gonna propose to your girlfriend?
We ready, bro.
What you mean?
6 years?
I mean, we've been together for 6 years, so like I was 15, she was 14. So it's like we 21 now. So it's like we still like young.
Okay, we know the math. We ain't ask you to do the math.
My bad, bro. My bad. But it's like we still young. Like, marriage, like, I mean, at the end of the day, we still love each other. So it's cool. Like when we ready, literally, it's just that when we ready.
Okay.
I relate.
Yeah, I'ma just start saying stuff like that too. That's a good roundabout answer. Man,
just wait till you're after 25, bro.
Why 25?
It's just, I mean, that's the countdown to 30. After 25, that 26 is just countdown to 30. That's when you really settle down. That's settle down time.
That's when you start getting the dang, he pushing 30 comments.
Yes, that is. That is when you start getting them, actually.
People in our community got those comments at 24.
I'm about to say, you started, low-key, you started content early. I ain't going to lie. They're going to hit you with them sooner rather than later, buddy.
You're going to be like 23, and niggas going to be like, damn, nigga, you 30? Like, damn.
You're going to be like, all right. I graduated 2019. Damn. Like, all right, bro.
I was in the sixth grade.
Like, oh, that. When that happens, you know it's, you cooked, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, you know it's done. I ain't gonna lie. A little nigga walked up to me in my store and he heard me and my coworker having a conversation. I said I was born in 1997. He was like, damn, you was born in the 19th century? I was like, bro.
19th century?
Whoa. All right, bro.
I was like, all right, bro.
Let me play this clip because I want to know your thoughts on this. We support Keith Lee, though.
Lost to all my options. I don't know how else to go about this. So let's talk about it. Hey, my name is Keith. Me and my family pulled in 26 million views on TikTok last week. And for those 26 million views, we got paid a sum total of $200. And before you comment talking about go to YouTube because YouTube pay more, that's not the problem here. It's principle. TikTok pays about $20 to $30 per million views. So if my math is right, we should have got paid anywhere from $570 to $1,100.
We can stop it there.
I saw that video.
Let's answer the question. Does TikTok pay money?
No. Well, yes, it does pay money through the creator fund. But its creator fund is just so
ass. You can say
ass. Like, it's ass. It's horrible, bro. You literally get, I think the conversion is for a million views. You get somewhere between $20 and $30.
W scam,
bro. Like, they really, they got us hooked on such baby money to the point where it's like, we're not even complaining because we're just happy to get something. You know? But, yeah, TikTok does pay, but it's just bad. Majority of the money for TikTokers comes from those brand deals once you've established yourself and you got, like, whether it's 10,000 followers and you're a micro-influencer, 100,000 plus, and you a mega or a macro, or a million plus, and you a mega influencer. So,
and these anyways. Terms, I know I'm not.
Yeah, he threw out some crazy terms.
Man, like, nah. Micro, damn,
mega
economics.
Y'all ain't never heard about micro influencers, macro influencers. Y'all ain't never heard about that.
Not no, mega.
No, we call them big boys.
You just called me a
here.
Mega. What?
No. I called you mega because
mega star.
Megatron. I was talking about. I've never heard like in that same context, micro, macro, and mega. I've never heard mega be.
Oh,
that's, for creators. That's yeah, I've never heard. That's TikTok right there.
Okay, so are you a part of the creator fund?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's keep it a buck. What's the most you've ever made from the creator fund?
In a month,
it was probably like $3,200.
Jesus Christ!
Okay. That's a lot. How many?
Do you know how many views you had in that month?
I don't remember, but I know it was like well over 100 million.
And that's why I said Jesus Christ. Yeah, scam, crazy scam.
Shout out Souls and Sage, man. Okay.
Look at Omar's face. He's like, damn, 100 million,
man. So we're
making twice that on
$3,000.
Yeah, I'm about to say 10%. I guess we've talked about it several times, but you're an actual person on a platform that does it to a very, very, very well degree. I would say, what makes you go back and still do TikTok despite knowing that this shit is like ass?
Trash.
Like, there's obvious shit, but like, I want to hear your perspective.
I mean, I love TikTok. At the end of the day, TikTok's the platform that I'm always going to have love to because it's a platform that I blew up on the quickest. I feel like TikTok has its pros and its cons, and one of its pros is the discoverability is just far beyond that of other platforms. Yeah, there's other platforms that's catching up, hashtag YouTube, but, you know, TikTok's always going to have that discoverability. Plus, the For You page is so curated to us and, like, what we are interested in. It's just a fun place to be at. So I still like creating content because that's where a lot of my ideas stem from. You know, I'll just be on the For You page, just scrolling, and then I'll see a skit, and then it would give me an idea or something. I'm not going to take their content, of course, but like I'll think of an idea that is kind of like related to that skit. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you feel about the TikTok? My fault, Sage. No, I just want to ask, how do you feel about the TikTok live people that hit you with the tap, everybody follow up, guys, follow up and tap, donate, top gifted. How do you feel about those people? Like, if you could, like, look right in your camera, we can give them a solo shot. How do you feel about those TikTok content creators?
I feel like those people are very. Now, if any of y'all do it, bro,
bitch.
I hope you guys don't shed no tears.
Call
him
a bitch.
Pussy!
No, I feel like those people are really, like, inauthentic. I feel like they're truthfully, like, literally just doing it for the money, and they're trying to just milk their followers of every nickel and dime and penny that they could get. Like, there really is no need to just go on live in front of, I don't know how many people, let's just say it's 5,000 people watching, and you're literally just begging for money. Like, bro, go do something and actually, like, build a community with that amount of people that are watching you. Like, they're literally sitting in front of you watching through their cell phones, through their computers, through their iPads, and all you got to do or all you got to say is, donate. Yo, we got to win. Donate. Like, that's cringy to me.
Bro, I was scrolling
down. They ain't going to last, though. This is quick money.
It shouldn't last. I was scrolling down TikTok, bro, I seen some African woman with a cucumber, and I'm like, what's she about to do with this cucumber? I was there for 5 minutes, bro. She ain't do shit with that cucumber, but tell niggas to donate and tap, tap, tap. And then it,
oh, she just sat with it.
The cucumber. Just like, you know why there's 5,000 people here. We're all wondering what she doing with this cucumber. Nothing. Just milking for money. I was like, yo, this is
she's a nasty wild out on TikTok. This is crazy.
And I'm looking in the, and I'm looking at the chat. Cause now I'm just like, yo, she like, does she slap it on her face or something? Bro, everyone in the comments, yo, what you about to do with that cucumber? Yo, hey, do something with the cucumber. I'm like, all right, bro, this is.
You think people were donating? Were people donating?
Yes. I was watching people actively donate to her so she would do something with the cucumber.
Hey, it worked.
And she
did it.
She just sat there with it, telling people to donate. And it was working. I'm like, yo, this is the biggest scam I've ever seen.
Tierra said virtual panhandling.
Yo, she has been on dick all episode. No. I know she's not on dick about that. Y'all didn't see it earlier because y'all don't
look. I did. I just don't care.
Yo, she is on me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, it weren't about me, but it was us. But I'm going to ask this very short question, so, and I'm going to let Omar host because that's what he does the best. But deadass, seriously, in terms of YouTube shorts, hey, bro, he's a host. That's not God. You made him the host, bitch. You're
like, oh. Yo, ask your question, bro. Go ahead. Bro,
I thought he was talking about virtual panhandling.
Yo, but seriously, obviously YouTube Shorts has come on the scene. We're talking about monetization. Has there been any thoughts of going straight to Shorts, or do you think Shorts one day will actually take over from TikTok, or do you think it's just going to be TikTok discoverability and Shorts is how you get paid for it? Like, what do you?
I feel like YouTube is doing a great job trying to become like that one-stop shop for content creation. We're seeing this with live streaming, Shorts, and you know, long form content, so they kind of like covering all aspects. They even got stories and all that. So I feel like YouTube is trying to become that one stop shop, but I feel like there's always going to be like those platforms like TikTok where all they do is excel in just that. Like, yeah. Like TikTok is always going to be that place where short form content will and always will do good. YouTube, it's a little bit different because everybody who goes on YouTube, they're not always going to want to watch Shorts. They're going to want to watch longer form videos. So if they see you posting a short, they're probably not going to want to watch that because, you know, they probably got food that they're trying to eat. They're probably going to try to want to watch like a 10 to 15 minute video. You know what I'm saying? So
you said the exact same thing a lot of Twitch streamers say about YouTube. But yeah, that's it. That's all I had to say.
I feel like your natural pivot now, since you've been with her for 6 years, get married.
You still on this?
Yo. I'm reading the chat. get your girlfriend pregnant, transition into family man Chad, like the Chad family.
The Chad family is crazy.
The Chad family. Put
him on the Chad family is so, and then you start boxing.
Okay. Yo, Chad family one on ones. All right, bro. And then, that's how we know Chad sold out.
Last but not least, once you're like not like 30, but once you're actually 30, become like a podcaster, like a serious podcaster. You know, that's a really good question. I think this is interesting. You started content creation like very, very early. Do you see yourself doing this until you're like 30, 35, 40?
I mean, it depends. Like, obviously, like...
Yeah, let your fans down now.
No. I'm not going to say, bro, 28? It depends on the question,
5 years.
Like, it depends. Like, I'm not trying to be like no 55-year-old making vlogs. Like, no, I'm trying to like be retired by then. You know what I'm saying?
52?
But at the point, like... As long as I'm writing, as long as I'm making content that's genuine to myself and I'm happy and there's always going to be an audience there that's backing me, sure, why not? Like, let me do it for as long as I can. I don't see a problem in that. And as long as you're, like, pivoting, incorporating personalities into your video, like, for example, the Chad family. And, you know, you don't even know how long that could go. Like, my fans might be tired of
Chad,
like,
Chad family. So crazy.
The Chad family is crazy. Because
that's his first name. The Chad family. The Omar family. The Omar
family. But, yeah, like, it doesn't... I feel like I could do it for a long time. Let's just say that.
I feel like podcasting is the end game for a lot of creators. Just sit down, definitely. Have conversations, and that's it. I don't need to jump around and do a bunch of crazy stuff. It's just sit down, have a genuine conversation, and make bread.
I mean, actually, entertaining creators and creators that actually hold a conversation and, you know, have good talking skills, because you get a lot of these niggas on the mic. There's no substance. These niggas need a script. I've heard a couple niggas be on podcasts, and I was like, yo, I've never heard a podcast nigga that needs a script, bro. That's crazy. Dama,
look at chat. They're talking about Through the Wire again.
Bro, the niggas were so mad at P's tweet when he was like, yeah, bro, y'all just stirring shit up. And I was like, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, the replies were like, yeah, they are stirring shit up.
This shit is lame.
Yeah, they literally tried to do that. So then I quote it, and I'm like, thank you, P. As long as he understands we good type shit. They're like, what are you doing? Beef with him, Sage. What are you doing? What's going on? Like, literally in the replies asking us to go back and beef with him. Y'all nasty. Y'all are nasty.
I think we're already starting to see, though, a transition from some YouTubers into that, like, next stage or whatever, you know, what that is. Because, like, I'm looking at Kai. Kai is 19, 20 or whatever. And he started creating content 4 years ago on YouTube. And he's done a lot of stuff in those 4 years to where, like, now the new era of Kai looks so much different than the old era of Kai. And I would say the same thing for like a Phantom or, you know, DDG or whoever the case may be. There's no way that you think I can continue to, you know, prank my sister with my brick or, you know, these, you know, what videos.
What's like the first thing that you think of, bro? Like,
what are you doing, bro? What's the scientific term for that?
I'm on Kai's page and I'm scrolling and I'm like, dang, there's so much. And I see prank.
I just got a notification from YouTube and YouTube Studio. Now would be a good time to insert ads.
But there's no way that I could think that these like 19-year-olds, 17-year-olds, well, even the ones that start in their like 20s or whatever, because I think Jadeon is like 24, 25. Are you 21? Jadeon? Oh yeah, he is young. My bad. But I couldn't think of Jadeon at 21, you know, at 27 going to, you know, the US Open getting a haircut again. You know what I'm saying? Or like whatever the next step of that is. Like there has to be something. Because even like as a fan of Jadeon, there's no way I want to see you get a haircut at the US Open 6 years from now. I'm gonna be like, all right, bro. This is, first of all, it's less hair. It's less hair than it was 6 years ago. So yeah, it's a shorter haircut. This is a crazy, and you're too grown to be doing this. Sit down, start a podcast, start the Jadeon family. And get ready for your boxing match. get ready for your boxing match.
Always a goal for all creators, just a boxing match, bro.
Man. Yeah, I think so. I think, and then after you box, you become like when do you start your self-help era? When do you start like your course? I'm selling a course here.
I started early. No, cap.
Two years after the boxing.
You started before the boxing. The boxing comes after the boxing, probably.
That's when you already got like 5 mil subs, yeah. And like, you know, you fell down to like 100K as your floor. And then it's like, all right, let's get in the ring.
When you're on FoozyTube level YouTube,
let's lay off some steam.
I'm saying,
fuck.
Then you start to get to the reaction content / social commentary from like an old head perspective, old head. And then you just get on like other old heads podcasts and complain about the new culture of YouTube.
I don't know. The old ass man getting cut at the T-Wolves game would be funny. I ain't gonna lie, Gideon. You can make that bit. That would not be funny.
I'd be sad.
That'd be hilarious.
How old is this nigga, bro?
But I'm seeing like
bald spots and shit.
I'm seeing KSI because KSI is another one who like current KSI is much different than what is this? 20 years ago KSI?
Yeah, when he was 20. Yeah, he's not
11 years ago KSI. Screaming at COD, Call of Duty and shit like that, versus like today KSI where he's reacting, he's boxing,
same thing, and he's
doing some sidemen. Yeah, PewDiePie from like 11 years ago. The only one, I mean, Mr. Beast is still up in it. I don't know. He needs to slow it down. All right.
Y'all think Mr. Beast capped out?
I think so.
I don't pay attention to his channel enough.
Look at his numbers, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I'll check right now.
The stakes are getting higher.
This is nowhere near capped out, bro.
No, but listen, when I say capped out, obviously a 10 out of 10 for him is like 30 million views.
He changed it again.
He's doing really good, obviously, for everyone's standards. But, like, for his standards, I don't know. The stakes are getting higher, but the views aren't going along with it. That's all I'm saying.
He changed that thumbnail again, B-Souls.
Again?
Which one?
This is fifth time changing it, bro.
The I hunted 100 people for $1 million. He's changed it five times? Five, six times, something like that? Fro.
Has it been working?
No.
Apparently not. He changed it six times. But what he's
essentially saying is like, and I think this is like, I mean, it happens in any career. It happens in any career. You're going to peak eventually. And I think that we won't see another Squid Games out of Mr. Beast. I think he thought Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was going to be a Squid Games.
Yeah.
I really think he did. Because after he did Squid Games, he went on this little press run and was like, oh, man, I got the big, just wait till the next one comes out. This is like the biggest and baddest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. And the thing that came out of it was Willy Wonka. And it didn't do no better than like some of the other lower budget videos that he's done.
Now, mind you, still 100 mil. But
yeah, it was all, like, I'm bro said it didn't do no
I
better.
No,
but
I think
crank
it.
Damn near
that's,
like
that's,
a lot.
That's a
hey, but if this is his cap, hey, he capped out.
I'm with bro.
At the end of the day,
again,
bro, like I said, views don't matter. We all know Mr. Beast's like values and like logic and stuff. All he really wants to do is just make the best videos possible. So as long as he feels like he's making each video better than the rest, that's a win in his book. It doesn't matter how the video performs as long as he's making better content overall.
That fairy tale story, that works when niggas is on the come up and don't know the behind the scenes. But the fact that he changed that damn thumbnail six times, nigga, he don't give a fuck about that goddamn video. He don't give a fuck about that video, about the quality of the video. If you genuinely just cared about the quality of the video, it's not about the views and the money. You're not changing your thumbnail six times. Two times max. Two, like, okay, maybe this one hitting changes just to see if it's a boom. If not, fucking move on to the next video. The fact that he's changed it six times, nigga, obviously there's an underlying reason why he changed it six times. He needs his video to do something.
How much y'all think it costs to rent out Mall of America?
Way more than 100 million views.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He spent a
pretty penny on that one.
I'm poor. Oh. I can't fathom that.
Oh my god.
Real quick. About to clock in.
This might be a crazy pivot, but like I'm getting this is crazy. Did y'all hear about PNB Rock?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
If we did, if we didn't hear it, Chad's been spamming it. It's just
yeah,
I wasn't gonna
the whole time.
I
but
gonna
no, I was
the conversation.
Yeah. I was waiting for it to actually like be confirmed, and I'm like getting shit now that it's
I think
like,
is it confirmed? Confirmed?
I've seen it's confirmed that it's official now.
Yeah, man. That shit, first of all, rest in peace, of course. Second, it's crazy. Some, like, I won't say a lot, but there are some people that are like, because apparently Shawty put the location.
Oh, it's a lot. Like, you can say a lot. You can say
yeah,
a lot.
It, people are like, oh, she didn't know. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm not an E Streets guy. I'm not a real Streets guy, all right? So y'all can pull the cart, but any motherfucker that has any, no, bro, you don't, not even close, bro. You, especially, wasn't he like, some shit going on in LA when you weren't even supposed to be there. You're not dropping PNB Rock's location, bro. I'm not gonna dunk on her while she down. Obviously, she knows she made a mistake. But the fucked up is there's the fucked up part of me is like, oh, it could have been a setup. I don't know how fast them niggas pulled up. But nah, man, nah. Like the niggas that are out there trying to like defend that shit, she fucked up, bro. Maybe it's not today to dunk on her. Obviously, a grown man just lost his life, but nah. Y'all got chill with that. That's,
even if she, even if it was intended or not, it was a setup, bro.
Yeah,
like
you don't do that.
Her posting location and giving away where they is at, and then pulling up because of her location. That's a setup on her part.
Right
whether
there.
It was intentional or not, I don't care. That was stupid. That was dumb.
It was really dumb. And it's dumber that people are like, because I've seen it. I don't know if y'all seen it. People are like, man, chill, bro. She had no idea, bro. You telling me like fuck niggas? Because we know if she was a nigga, I think we all agree. Fuck no, they calling bro stupid and packing them up. But like, if you a shawty, you fucking with a rapper, a street nigga, all that shit. You know for a fact if he got some bullshit going on, you are not dropping where he is, bro. Even niggas that aren't even halfway, a quarter, a tenth of PNB Rock's level. Motherfuckers is not dropping no shits in my area, my suburban area. They're not doing that. Let alone, come on, bro. That's just fuck. That's just fuck.
Niggas need to stop going to LA thinking shit sweet. Like yeah, I don't, especially when you're not moving how you supposed to be moving. And I don't know how he was moving. I just know I haven't really been, I'm not gonna lie, like I was the biggest PNB Rock fan as of late, you know. Bodie was cool back in the day, didn't really listen to him. Sucked to hear that happened to him. Hated seeing that video. That shit literally ruined my mood seeing that video.
A video? I thought it was like a video.
I ain't seen the video. Yeah.
He in the restaurant.
And at first, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's wrapped up in the video. But you can see him moving and shit in the video. So I knew he was going to the hospital. But just
GG'd
yeah, it was a lot of blood loss. It looked bad. But stop putting
those videos online.
Let's really talk about that, too. Not too long. Yeah, weird ass.
I hate that. Like, why are y'all recording? Like, Miz is laying down face first in a puddle of blood.
Phone, bro.
Niggas is out here trying to help him, and you just like, nah, the streets need to.
I gotta make sure that Twitter get my tweets, bro. Come on, bro.
And then the niggas that was so quick to pronounce him passing, like, without any information. Like, literally, the video was showing Buddy moving, and niggas just wanted to be the first one to put the video. Oh, RIP PNB Rock, RIP. Oh, my God. It's like, bro. The nigga is moving in the video. What do you mean RIP? Like, did you not get no other information yet? Nothing. He just wanted to be first. Like, this social media era is fucking disgusting sometimes. A lot of the time. The majority of the time is disgusting.
Yeah, like, if I had a video like that on my phone, maybe I'm pussy or whatever, but I would have deleted it. I'd be like, what the fuck? After my phone dropped. Yeah, like, if someone talked about the roller coaster kid, God rest his soul, real shit, that was crazy. But, like, for example, let's say the kid that fell out the roller coaster, I'm literally, like, let's say I'm recording my own friend or whatever, and then I see that, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, type shit, and then I'm, like, moving or whatever. I don't know how niggas record that, save it, upload it, and then have a comment on it. That shit's nasty. I don't know how niggas do it. I mean, journalism matters if you're a journalist, I guess, to play devil's advocate. But I don't know how niggas do it.
You can be ethical with it.
But yeah,
I'm gonna just say, rest in peace.
It might be okay as long as you're not just showing like the raw footage. Like, for example, in the with the kid who fell off the roller coaster, you don't gotta show like the crash, like him like falling into the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, blur it out, throw an emoji up or something just so it's not as graphic, but they still get the context of what's going on. I feel like that, in a sense, is like somewhat allowed, but at the end of the day, yeah, I agree. Like, why even record it in the first place? And if you did record, bro, don't upload it, just delete it. You know, go help the person, do what you can, be a human, not a robot. What?
Yeah,
niggas is NPCs, bro.
It's all for views. I'm gonna just say rest in peace. I'm not gonna comment on what happened.
Yeah.
Just rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man.
Last few things before we get out of here. Your mods. Oh dang, I wasn't supposed to say that. Dang.
You doing a Q&A, Omar?
Yeah, we're gonna do a Q&A. Your mods wanted to know who your favorite five staff are. Who your favorite five staff are? In order.
In order. Like, why do they care so much, bro?
No, they care.
Listen, bro.
Oh, mods care.
No, they care. Mods care.
Bro, see, what's crazy is this is low-key a setup because let's just say I say someone's above another. Bro, then now my whole mod team is corrupt. Now they're getting upset. Now they're going to want to, like, quit.
Hey, Chet. I don't know if I'm Shaban, bro. I don't know. I'm going to let him sit a little bit.
This is a setup, bro.
You got to answer it, so. You got to answer it, setup or not, so. Hey.
Hey. At the end of the day, all of my mods I love and appreciate equally.
Boo.
He doesn't. He has favorites. Every parent has a favorite child. He has favorites.
Y'all believe that? Oh, yeah. Yes. It's true.
Yes. That's true. No, that's human instinct. It's true. Deal with it.
I mean, all right. There's definitely some mods that I feel like I relate to more. You know, like I'm saying, like.
Like names.
Is it really that serious? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, is it really? Bro. I don't even Discord know, bro. At the end of the day, we're just screw up a lot of things, but whatever. Cool. I fuck with y'all. So at the end of the day, let's see. I'm not gonna say like their real name. I'm gonna just say like their little Discord name, whatever. So we got coming in Chris. At number one.
Oh, number one off rip.
Oh, I should start five.
No. Start one. You did it right. Start number one. Your right hand man.
Disappoint early.
Disappoint everybody. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm about to smoke
niggas
back.
Dang, coming in at number one. I go skeptic number one.
Damn, he had that quick. He ain't think that hard.
Skeptic number one. He cool peoples. Number two, my boy Lian. Three, Roach. Four, Zenny. Five, Rapids.
Who I'm is not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know who Zinnian Rapids is, but I would never, and I mean ever, ever take that kind of disrespect. Like this nigga put a roach above you, bro.
Motherfuckers got
roach.
Did he get killed in Call of Duty? Roach?
No. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I'm looking at it right now. The person that asked that question was not on the list.
Yeah,
damn.
Not on the list.
Hey, Roach is like,
nah, but like I said, I think
he got that a non pack in this motherfucker, bro.
How many mods do you have?
Hot. Number six.
Yeah, how many mods do I have?
Yeah,
I got like 10.
Damn.
I bet number six.
I gotta be six.
He in there boxing his pillow.
Yeah, say six.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I'm six.
You got five. Broken hearts.
Yeah, do one more. Do six. I want to see if and Omar confirm if he asked it or not. Yeah, confirm who asked it.
Six. I'll probably go turnip.
Oh, was it him?
Oh my god!
Top
five. That's
turnip. A non-pack.
So who's 10? Who's the least favorite mod? That's how we asked.
Nah, bro, we doing too much now. Bro, we doing too much. On to the next question.
Who's at
bro.
The bottom? Like, if there was the first mod out, who's the first one? You like, I can go.
Oh, is it? Damn, I ain't gonna lie.
This nigga have 9 mods by then.
Look. Damn. I knew it was a setup, bro. It was a setup.
And it ain't Roach. Shout out Roach.
Shout out Roach.
What do you have to say to somebody? Because I don't even know. I want to know this. To somebody who's young, looking to get into TikTok, what do you have to say to them as advice and the future of TikTok in like the next 5 years seems so long, but
next gen TT.
Yeah, let's just say 3 years or something like that.
My biggest piece of advice, it's not even with TikTok, bro. It's just with anything. It's just be consistent. I feel like we live in a generation now where we consume so much content. We on Instagram, we on TikTok. We seeing people like living our dreams who are successful in the field that we want to get ourselves into. We're expecting this success to come overnight. That's not how it is. It comes easier for, you know, some people are lucky. Like I was lucky. I didn't have to go through that, like that, I'm not going to say hardworking phase, but like that underrated phase. But at the end of the day, just be consistent and you will see your hard work pay off. And when it comes to TikTok in the next 3 years, I think what's funny is I think YouTube is trying to be like TikTok in terms of like incorporating like YouTube shorts and whatnot. I feel like TikTok is trying to be like YouTube in terms of bringing in more longer form content. That's why we see TikTok introducing at first, you can only post a 60-second video on TikTok. Then they bumped it up to 3 minutes not too long ago. And now, not too long ago, they bumped it up to 10 minutes.
Take
that back. Take that back. That's all.
Exactly. You can post 10-minute videos.
A lot of experts are saying, like, there's this race of trying to be the super social media app.
Exactly.
Like Facebook is trying to be an all-arounder. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, even to an extent. Twitch. They're not trying.
Yeah, trying. Yeah.
Twitch
said we have streaming and we will have streaming.
Y'all know how I feel about Twitch, and I'm not for Twitch, but I think that there might be some validity to, you know, niching down. Like super niching down, being like, oh man, I'm gonna specialize in one thing. Now, is there some stuff that they could do better to make it the go-to streaming platform? For sure. But yeah, there's some validity to just straight.
Know your specialty. I'll do this. Know your specialty. Because I think I don't think YouTube Shorts will ever become TikTok because there's too much culture within TikTok. Like I've never seen a trend start on YouTube Shorts
exactly.
Or a dance start on YouTube Shorts. It's always been TikTok. Exactly. Oh, it popped off on TikTok. I'm gonna just upload it to YouTube Shorts because it succeeded on TikTok. Or it's either like, you know, podcast clips that just succeed everywhere and stuff like that. But
I'm seeing TikTok like affect other things. I was on TikTok today and the DJs were like, and I've heard this from like DJ Clark Kent and some other people in like the music industry. Artists are literally going into like music making with the intentions of getting like a 15-second clip. So they were discussing Ice Spice in her song or whatever. And they were like, she was performing and the crowd was hyped when she was like, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga munch. Nigga, he ate it for lunch. Bitch, I'm ready. You give it all one. Like, and so the crowd was going crazy. she gets into the verse.
Bitch, I mean, I get what I please.
You would have thought it was rehearsal. Like, it was super dead. It was super dead in there. But they were comparing that as to a couple years ago where, like, you know, we know the whole Dreams and Nightmares verse. We know Lil Baby's whole freestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, TikTok is infectious.
Wonder, you knew the whole song. Like, you knew the whole song.
Yeah.
Like,
songs were longer, James, too.
Niggas know All Gold Everything, nigga. You don't know just one part. You know the whole song, nigga. You don't know nothing else from that, James. But you know all of All Gold Everything. With these TikTok songs, you won't even know that you're listening to the song from TikTok. It'll just be like, you'll be listening
until
to the song,
until you get to it. Yes.
And then you'll be like, and you'll be listening and just be like, yeah. Bitch, my baddie, I do what I please. I'm like, wait, bro, this is this song?
I played Who Wants Smoke with a shawty in the car. She's dead quiet. I'm like, damn, she ain't fucking with Who Wants Smoke. I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to fuck a nigga lungs up. And then all of a sudden, we get to the... She drops her phone. What the fuck was that? I'm like, yo, no way. No way, bro. No way, bro.
I thought you was clapping cheeks. That song.
Nah, I'm a born again virgin.
And Dom, when she said, "What the fuck was that?"
I'm about to say, we was listening to the song all of a sudden. You just hear
W dunk. W dunk.
But finish your Benjamin. Finish your point. What do you think it'll be in 3 years?
I feel like TikTok is gonna try to like be like YouTube in terms of incorporating longer form videos. I also feel like TikTok is trying to become that one platform that specializes in live streaming, but vertically. I've been seeing TikTok go crazy with the live streams recently. They've been incorporating a lot of features, and I've been seeing a lot more streamers pop up on my For You page getting promoted, just playing like video games. So I think like TikTok's trying to, at the end of the day, these platforms aren't slick with their intentions. They just want people to stay on the app for as long as they can. And short form content was good, but now that's kind of dying off. People are watching videos for 15 seconds. Oh, they're bumping over to YouTube. So now they're really trying to hook them on with these longer form videos so they stay on the platform for longer, because that puts more revenue in, you know, TikTok's pocket.
Hey, it's nasty until you do it. Soul's been praying for TikTok Live. I ain't gonna lie.
Praying? Next stream, we're gonna be on TikTok.
Next stream.
Just gotta figure out OBS. No cap.
Yeah. You wanna do TikTok Live?
Yeah, we talked about it today. I ain't gonna lie. Last question. Q&A link is down there in the chat. We don't gotta get too deep into this one because that's how it always is. Can you inherit guilt? This is for everybody. I was talking about, you know, the Queen of England just died. A bunch of controversy about, you know, should she have done this while she was alive? She should feel bad for wearing the person's jewels, the heart of Africa around her scepter and all this, and never apologized. But it was from actions of her ancestors. Can you inherit guilt from your ancestors?
I'd say so. I feel like guilt is a product of what people like talk about in regards to your perception. I don't think you're born with guilt, but when people start, you know, attaching these labels on you because of your family's history, then yeah.
Yeah, of course, white people. So. I'm going to say it. What the fuck? Yeah, duh. Nigga, yes. There you go. GG's. Next question.
That wasn't me, chat. That was not.
I'm lying.
No, I'm just I agree that you can inherit guilt. I feel like you honestly should. Like, you should feel, at least to some degree, some way, like, dang, yeah, I probably shouldn't go to Africa, South Africa, with their most prized possession on their neck, flexing on them. Like, yeah, pussies, I got what y'all want. Especially if you're supposed to be like some public figure. You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of jacked up.
I feel like the guilt has a cutoff. Like, white guilt. Sage brought it up. Like, white guilt, personally, I feel like white guilt has a cutoff. And it's circumstantial based on, like, the person that we want to feel guilty. If Sarah, who's benefited from black culture, she does TikTok dances, listens to rap music, you know, flings with a couple black guys that make daddy mad, got daddy money, she should feel some white guilt. You know, she should feel white guilt. But Jake, you know, from down the block, he's low income home, single mom. He goes to your school. Y'all play ball in the neighborhood together your whole life. Jake don't need to feel no damn white guilt, bro. Jake been with you your whole life. I don't think Jake should feel guilty about being white if he hasn't purposely benefited from being white.
Yeah, yeah.
If he hasn't went out of his way, and yes, of course, there can be instances that happen where you benefit from being white and you just, it just has nothing to do with like shit that's in your control. But for the most part, if you don't use being white to get out of situations or use being white to have that kind of white privilege, then I don't think you should feel good.
By literal damn near definition, if there is white privilege, there has to be somebody who has white guilt by default.
True.
By default.
True. I guess we all agree.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I guess we all agree. Fuck. GG's.
All right. Well, let's take like 2 Q&A questions and get on up out of here.
Oh, what's Speed.
Man, this better be good, bro.
I got the starter lock.
Okay.
I was expecting waves, so that caught me on
I was too. I wasn't expecting starter locks.
New house. I got a door now.
Did you not have a door last time?
Yo, the audio listeners hate this right now. Okay,
no, I didn't have a door. You can just walk in my room and just come in whenever you want to, whenever you like.
I mean, your mom can still do that.
Put the durag back on, bro. The starter locks are not it.
I'm getting Reese's on Friday, Omar. You're digging it right now. I'm getting Reese's on Friday.
Yo, what's your question, bro?
Chado, I've been watching your TikToks for like a while now, and like, I was just wondering.
Slop on my nose.
Did you not have a question?
Watching it right now? Dang.
Bro's pulling up his coattail.
Hold on, real quick.
Did you want us to congratulate you for getting into a new house?
Sure. I just wanted to show his hair.
No,
All right.
You need you braid it up next time. Don't go for a fucking 2 hands on your head. Just braid it up next time, and then.
What up, Taylor?
I have a question. I actually have a question.
What's up?
Are y'all going to DreamCon?
Like, that's a no.
Just one then.
Wait, why is it no for?
I'm just asking, like, if y'all are going.
This is crazy.
Everybody's quiet. Everybody can.
I'm just asking. All right.
Chad, yo, you going?
I wasn't planning on going to it.
Why not?
Domo, are you going?
Hey, man, as long as my name on the list, Taylor, I'm going, bro. As long as my name on the list, as long as y'all got a spot for me, Taylor, you'll see me at DreamCon. I can't speak for other niggas if they not on the list. You know? Yo, Taylor, get the fuck off the stage. You're terrible. You're a terrible person.
I might not get the joke, but it's not in my plan.
Chad is so confused. Like, I'm so confused
right now.
It's some Discord stuff.
I gotta be in the community.
Yeah, that's why I don't talk. It was probably some Discord bullshit before one of you dumbasses take it out of clip.
I'm gonna let y'all know if I don't have a super pass to go, like whatever pass Mark got, if I don't got that same exact pass, bro.
What? You ain't going.
I'm not going.
Omar's not going.
What? Omar spelled backwards is definitely Mark.
That's disgusting.
Last question.
Okay, Ramos.
I have 3 questions. They're great questions. Great questions. My first question is, can we all stay together when we go to DreamCon? Jesus
Christ. This motherfucker had so much fun last week, bro.
No, you're going to get it eventually. Second of all, y'all told him that he's going to lose like his mods when like they drop the top ones video. Y'all losing at least 3 mods, 3 of them, at least 3.
Who?
Let me say this. I think the difference is Chadio's specific mod that asked the question. I think he really thought he was going to be in the top 5. I think he really, 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 really thought. Because you know what's crazy? I think I told them, like, I told them to make the announcement at like 3:00. At 3:12, he had that question ready. So I ain't gonna lie, you gotta explain to him why he's not in the top 5.
Bro, after this podcast is over, I'm going to go on my phone. I'm just going to see, like, my whole staff team is just corrupt. Everybody left. I got to start from scratch.
W Civil War.
Oh, and you ain't going nowhere either. I need to know. Fuck, Mary, team meeting. Podcast members.
No, it's you're one E. Like y'all are all the same.
I'm just gonna say that all the everybody who I said in top five paid me to say that.
Oh.
Well, you shouldn't have said
that. What a bold-faced lie. You just told them the podcast.
You shouldn't have said that.
I had to tell them.
I had to get another one.
Nah, because you know what? After bro probably heard that he wasn't in top five, he probably turned this podcast off.
Oh, so you don't think he heard the rest?
He might be crying in the car. I agree.
So you don't think he fuck with you for real?
Chat, this nigga is a level 90 mod in your chat. This is crazy.
Damn. Right,
don't worry about it. Let's
yeah.
Let's just ask you a question.
I really
ask,
care about Mary Kill.
Y'all all know the question. I'm gonna come up here and ask a guest. Fuck Mary Kill the podcast members.
That's crazy.
Chat, yeah, you, nigga.
Whoa. I'm thinking, bro.
You looking at his options.
Yeah, bro. What I'm thinking I'm supposed to just be readily available with my answer. All right, smash, marry, kill. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is weird, bro. Like,
everybody, I'm gonna lie to you. Understand every guest that comes on here get asked the question. No, it's not weird.
I'm not gonna lie.
We don't have a lot of female guests.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm definitely no. Yeah, hold on, Paul. Definitely is crazy. Definitely is crazy. No, okay. Hold on.
Definitely is crazy.
Definitely was crazy, but I'm not gonna lie. Mary, probably Omar.
Facts.
That's a first. That's a first.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of forgot y'all names. I know there's Bezos. There's introduce yourselves again. I know
I'm
Omar,
Sage.
Right? Okay, Albini. God damn.
Eat a dick, bitch. Eat a dick. That is crazy.
That's crazy.
Hey, look, man. That's
which one do you think?
Guy.
Yo, Chadio, who do you think is Sage out of the two?
I mean, I can only go with what I've been told, so I think Sage is Blue Durag.
Blue Durag.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say Eli. Damn. Fuck.
What kind of question? What kind of question is that? Who do you think is Sage?
I mean, bro's proclaiming that he is Sage. So
okay, my name is Damo, by the way. My name is
as long as you don't pull Alvini, you good.
I'm gonna lie, Damo, you definitely getting killed. You definitely getting killed. Ooh, my
damn.
That's crazy. No love.
Definitely
for the
is crazy. Definitely is crazy.
I mean, it is. It's what you said. So hey,
you're definitely killing me. All right,
well, hold on. I married Mark. Killed Domo.
You got to smash somebody.
You got to kill two people and smash one person.
No,
or you want to smash
two
people?
Two people. Yeah, you can smash two people.
If I'm the only kill, I'm gonna be upset. People, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I'm only getting killed, I'm gonna be upset.
You can marry two.
I feel like Sage on demon time, so I can't.
Oh my god.
That's goofy.
You think Sage is a freak?
Yeah, nah. All right, bro. I'm killing Sage.
Thank you.
That should be so
bad. Yes, sir.
This is I ain't gonna lie to you. As many times fetish. I ask this question, this is the best response I got. Thank you.
That's a fetish.
What do you mean by that?
Bye, Larry. Bye, Larry. Listen, man. I had a great podcast. Thank you for the W guest. Chatio's in the building. I'm about to one up Megastar, TikTok Ultra Star, Ultra Instinct Star, MVP Star. Chatio, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, man. I want to say shout out to Omar and the Let's Keep It a Buck team for having me on the podcast. It was a pleasure meeting y'all, man. Chatio out. Make sure to check me out on @Chatio on pretty much everything on except Snapchat. That's my first name. I'll let y'all figure that out. I make people laugh. I'm a comedy guy. So if you like laughing, check me out. And that's just that.
Marry your girlfriend. Damo, say goodbye to the people.
This man is still on that, bro.
Marry's the word of the day, buddy.
Crazy.
Marrying Omar before her. Crazy.
Wow. You niggas is the worst. All right, Chad, it's being off for midnight snack, and we will be back Thursday. This was fun. It was nice meeting you, Chadio.
Third, bro. All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
Bye, show. Sage, say goodbye.
For sure, Chad. For sure. God damn it. All right, Chad. Look, I'm gonna be on Twitch tonight. I'm addicted to 2K. It is what it is. Leboyder. I don't know if I can say his last name, but 2K allows it. But yeah, see you guys later tonight. I'll be on Twitch.
Bezos.
All right, chat. Catch y'all on Thursday. Thank y'all for coming through. And Chad's out.
Chad's out. I'm done.
He said, yeah. I'm done.
Dang.
Bye, guys.
Peace.